Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Den and Hip Hop, DE365, man. You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today, we are doing DDG. Maybe it's me. Ken, DDG was a feature on a project that we liked. I can't remember which one. I want to say it was the Blueface project, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And remember, I told you we got to jump into DDG because he really blew up on YouTube, had like a whole like YouTube network type of thing where he was signing people and helping them blow up on YouTube. And then he went into the music game. And he's been, I would say, moderately respected in the music game because he gets a lot of big features and he's been featured on a lot of big artists. And he just married Hailey Bailey.
I remember now.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So going literally from nothing to marrying Hailey Bailey, being, you know, multimillionaire, conquering the YouTube game and being a rapper, like, he's done a lot in a very short amount of time. And I was like, yo, like we got a review. We got to put him in the chamber. Like it's D365. Like, how can we not? Now I don't know if this was the project to do it with, to be quite honest. So Ken, on this one, you could definitely tell. I always say that I like when artists peel back layers. And you could, he's definitely rapping a lot about his insecurities. And I would have to guess that it had a lot to do with Hailey Bailey. Like, I can't remember the name of the song, but when he was like, you know, I got a couple questions, like, do you like the people that you work with? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you texting those people? And it's just like, damn, you know, you can have it all, but still obviously be insecure. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I give him props on that, but this is very misogynistic, to say the least, and that's coming from your boy. Some of this content, Ken, is not for me, and I couldn't bump this in the whip. Like, this is just not my persona. You know what I'm saying? I remember who's the cat we just reviewed with DiBiase did the production?
Res Fresco.
Res Fresco. Like, to me, that's what I resonate with in terms of like my identity. This is not me at all. So even though I don't think this is a bad project, and like I said, I like the fact that he did peel back some personal layers, and I don't think he's trash as a rapper. I just can't get with what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because even Drake makes it digestible, commercial. You know, like, this was just, I don't know. Like, I just, after my second listen, I was like, I'm not playing this when I got people over. I'm not playing this in the car. Like, this is just not, I don't understand its place when you're listening to music for pleasure. I don't know where I put it.
I tell you, the first time I listened to this, I was taking my walk and Famous came on. And I was like, oh my God, this is awful. And I was like, this is going to be a long ass walk. And I hated everything about this album.
Hmm.
I gave it another listen, and then I kind of realized that, okay, you know, that track was kind of one of a few on here like that, because I think Pioneer was like that, maybe, with that auto-tune effect, whatever they were doing. But I heard some different things from him the second go around.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't sort of trendy. So he's definitely kind of all over the place. But I was like, DDG might be all right. DDG might be all right.
Yeah, I don't think he's trash at all.
Yeah.
Like it's not that. The rap, it's not the sounds, it's the content of the music for me that I just like, okay, I'm too old for this shit. Like,
yeah.
This is not for me, but I like him. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, China Link, like, it's like, bro, the young version of me, 20 something, that would be my shit. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hoes trying to link. Play that all day. Me now, I'm not playing that in the car. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I'm aged out of this album.
Mm-hmm. But I did like that song. I like the beat on that one though.
I'm trying to link.
Yeah, yeah. Now there started to be some joints on here, like Riz, which I just learned what that was last night on the live.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know what that shit.
Oh, man.
Heart of Myself was different. He was rapping different.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, wait a minute. There's another version of him. Probably the less successful rap version of him if he was trying to do the music career. Probably just threw that on there. But shit, bro. 9, 10, and 11. Even though it's the same song, I'm geeking.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. That's the run for me. It's the same song, but.
Yeah.
I did like that song a lot.
And Elite, hey, bro, we got to jump into NLE, man.
Yeah, yeah. So those joints were nice. So I'm like, you know what, DDG might be all right.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm like, this makes me want to jump into another project, but it does from a perspective of, I want to see the other type of content he's talking about.
Because
I think he can rap. I think he has style, he has persona, he's not a copycat, he's definitely a unique artist. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I like that. And I think I might have said this before, I may not. How you hear his voice, even like if you watch an interview, that's not his real voice. Mm. Like he did it in an interview or two where like this nigga has like a deep ass Michael Jackson type voice. Niggas don't know that Michael Jackson had a deep ass voice too. Mm. That, you know, shit that you hear is, he did that to be so that way the white people like him. Mm. But that nigga got a deep ass voice. But it is what it is. Ken, what would you say about the features? Because there's NLE Choppa, Bia, and there's another person on that.
Lil Tyler.
Yeah, Lil Tyler.
Who I guess is the end thing right now. I mess with NLE Choppa. Features all right. I give him a C+.
I give him a B minus.
Okay.
I give him a B minus. What would you say about the production?
The production is tough because I really like the I'm Geeking track. All the other ones were just okay. So I'll do C+.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm at a C+. I feel like I'm with you. I'm not even gonna add nothing to that. Rap and singing.
Same.
C+?
Yeah.
I give him B minus.
Yeah.
I give him B minus because I feel like he definitely stood out on these tracks. He just, again, it's just the content for me. Overall, I give him a C+, B minus.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with that. I think C+ overall for the project, probably just a C, honestly, because, you know, I like one song, but it's three verses of the song.
And you know what, Ken, like this dude, I would honestly have to say he's a master of content creation. Because I don't know if you peeped, but he has the same album that is sped up. He has a nightcore version and a slow down version.
Mm.
So he has three different versions, not including the original to this project, which from a content perspective is fucking genius. So from a business perspective, I like how he moves because he moves with a YouTube mindset. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make this one project. How can I make it three times over? He did it. You know what I'm saying? Are we going to review him? Hell no, I'm not. Nah, we're not doing all that. But may I listen to it when I got some time? I may, just to see what the difference is.
Yeah.
Ken, there's another project that we have to revisit that is the deluxe version. We said that we were the currency.
Okay.
Joint. We got to add that one. But look, you already know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We'll be back tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Peace.